listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
They told me, I'm going to change my way. This is going to happen. And oftentimes, too often, they would come back a month later. You see them, and they would admit, you know, I didn't follow through what the Lord wanted me to do. So it's really a commitment on a lifestyle change. And many, many, many have experienced that life change in to a degree where they become really invaluable to the community.
I think that's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, so they're saying that people that get consultation from psychologists, psychiatrists, or secular meaning mm-hmm. non-religious, non-spiritual organizations, the recidivism is high, the return to prison. Whereas those who are actually attending church, they're converted, they change their lives, they follow the Lord, the recidivism goes way, way down. Mm, pretty yes. amazing. That unto itself mm-hmm. is a, Roger, is a testimony unto the power of Jesus Christ. Mm.
And the word says, you know, the word will set you free. And that freedom is from all of the worry, concern, the addictions, whatever is happening in your life that's not healthy. That's the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to just share with those coming by and encourage those who are struggling in those areas.
Let me ask you something. Now, you were married for how many years?
65 years.
Let's talk yeah. about grief. Now, hold on. You're married for 65 years. Now, I'm wondering, maybe it's easier. You would think immediately, think, well, it's like losing an arm or a leg, or in your case, losing an arm and a leg. But you also were with your wife for so long that you know what she would say in a situation. You know, I'm certainly she admonished you. The Bible clearly says only the fool does not confer with his wife, because women have men. It's up to man. He's given the shoulders to make the final decision. But only a fool does not confer, because women have a sense.
Well, they are certainly our helpers, the helpmate.
Oh, man.
Proverbs 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and receives blessings from the Lord. And but let me just say that during our marriage, and it wasn't right away, so we were struggling, and we found praying together. We heard if you pray together, you stay together. And this is before I made a decision for Jesus Christ in our lives.
Really?
We began to hold hands and pray together, and that is what sustained us through that oneness. And it seems
even
odd.
Even though you weren't a believer.
We began to do this, and we became believers in Jesus Christ as yeah. Lord of our life, Savior of our soul. But we held hands. And you're married for years, and, you know, it was kind of odd. We're just going to hold hands and pray, and we did that. And over time, Rhett, it seemed like the Holy Spirit was speaking to us. And before she said things, I knew what her spirit, some things was on her heart. She knew what was on my heart. The prayer was between her and I and the Holy Spirit. And that was powerful, and it continued to the last days.
You mentioned the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you this, because it seems the knowledge or the understanding of the Holy Spirit is very vague. Now, Jesus said, it'd be better for me to leave you. Now, this is Jesus, the Messiah, saying, it's better for me to leave you. If I don't go, the Helper cannot come, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Now, I know that Jesus was very protective of the Holy Spirit, because when they attributed one of the miracles he did to Beelzebub, the devil, he yep. said, whoa, watch out. He said, all sins shall be forgiven man except blaspheme of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. attributing the things of God to the dark force. Mm-hmm. Do you think, now see, this would be radical, and it's okay if no one embraces this. This is just Rhett Palmer thinking. But I'm wondering if the possibility that the Lord, you know, that maybe the Holy Spirit is the feminine side of God, because you've got the Father, you have the Son, and if you have the Holy Spirit,
well,
and if you know, what do you think?
The short answer is God. There's a Spirit. God is Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Spirit. He's not. Doesn't take a human form. Not that he can't. But in John chapter 16, verse 13, it is said that the Apostle John recording that the Holy Spirit will come and give you all, he'll guide you in all situations. So there's our first source of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. It's through the Holy Spirit as a believer in Jesus Christ. And so don't dismiss that. Oftentimes, that's the last person we will go, last person we'll go to is the Holy Spirit. And I encourage people, look, pray first and see, you know, seek the Lord first. And there are hymns that says, bring it to the Lord in prayer. And that should be our first effort in any situation, even daily. So I look at the Holy Spirit as a not only a voice of conscience, a voice of guidance, as I said, of wisdom. And the, in my prayer life, Brad, I've had an experience years ago. I was pastoring a church, and I had Sunday, during the weekdays, sanctuary was empty. I'm before, flat on my face, praying from 8 to 9 a.m. So one time, I'm getting up at 9. I look at my 9 o'clock. I began to lift, and I could not get up. I could not, and I heard this voice clearly. Now the sanctuary is empty. Stop. You haven't listened. That was a wake-up call for me.
An audio call.
Well, I heard it, and yeah. There was nothing else, no one else but me and the Holy Spirit.
And what was it about?
He said, you haven't listened. So my prayer life has transformed into...
Did you tell my friend Dave Usher this when you met with him? Because
I shared...
Okay, because he's written this this whole thing about listening.
We spoke of it when we met for that time.
Oh, good. Yeah. So the Lord says you haven't been listening.
And listening is one thing. And obeying is the other entity of it. We can listen, but the obedience is where the power flows through to accomplish the things that God has for you. And so part of, and people who know me in a prayer station, and I'll say, you know, pray, but listen. Sometimes, Red, I'll spend more time listening, and I'll get an answer before I say a word in prayer. And oftentimes that answer will come right away. I do chapel services every week and Bible studies. And I'm praying, Lord, what is it, you know, what's your word today? And sometimes before I'm finished praying, I have a message, a word, something, more often than not. So the power is in prayer, yes, but listening is part of that.
Wow. Well, yeah, I've had the audio experience myself. I don't like to share the sacred things. Well, I do like to share the sacred things. I'm not so sure how much of those sacred things he wants me sharing, because he does say in the scriptures, cast ye not.
It's a dry day in Jerusalem. The hot sun, it bakes. All the people on the pathway. As they stand and wait with palm leaves in hand. Who is this man? He's riding a donkey. It is one who heals pain. They say he's Messiah. And one day he'll reign, fulfilling God's plan. Who is this man? Who is this man? Who is this man? Who is this man? They call. They say his authority is like none they have heard. From his mouth issues wisdom with his every word. I must know if I can. Who is this man? He looks so familiar. As he draws near, all the children are singing. Suddenly I've no fear when he touches my hand. I know this man. I know this man. I know this man. I know this man.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for a new day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day. Your way is law and